Out of Loyalty and Love, written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by Flower Parish. This is part two of Oaths, Hearts, and Other Breakable Things. Messengers from one of the outlying regions brought reports, little more than rumors if Leon was being honest about it, of a magical creature. The reports were too vague to be helpful, but Arthur jumped at the chance for a mission. Leon supposed he couldn't blame his king. The Citadel could be stifling after a while. "So we don't even know what we're looking for," Gwaine repeated for the dozenth time. Leon bit back a sigh. He knew Gwaine lived for being trying. In fact, he'd decided that Gwaine's greatest goal in life was to be a thorn in as many people's sides as possible. Leon didn't mind it when he aimed it at Arthur's enemies, but it was less useful when he turned it towards his fellow knights. "We don't," Arthur confirmed. "So keep your wits about you." Smirking, Arthur added, "Or you can always return to the Citadel if you're too afraid of an unknown creature." Gwaine's indignant squawking met amused chuckles from his fellow knights. "You were asking for that, Gwaine," Merlin informed him. With a huff, Gwaine murmured, "I don't like any of you." Leon couldn't help himself. "However will we cope?" The genuine laughter from Arthur had been sorely missed, and Leon relished hearing it again, no matter how briefly. His king had too little cause for happiness of late. Until afternoon, all seemed well. The sun shined brightly, even through the trees above them. They hadn't seen a single sign of a magical creature. Leon's own skepticism about it all reared its head again. But if there was no creature, what caused the reports? What were they really looking for? Something was off about all of this. A chance meeting of eyes with Merlin told him the warlock shared his unease. "Shouldn't we be seeing something by now?" Merlin asked, his tone laudably level even as he looked around. Arthur shrugged. "The reports are spotty, so it's possible the creature is hiding." It was a reasonable possibility, Leon had to admit that. The look on Merlin's face said he wasn't any more convinced by that argument than Leon was. A short time later, Arthur called for a rest break. With great efficiency, they all started about their standard tasks. Leon couldn't help the feeling that he was being watched. It was a prickle along the back of his neck that whispered danger. He turned and looked around the camp. Arthur, too, had frozen in unpacking his saddlebag. "Someone's out there," Arthur declared. Leon nodded. "I agree." Before anyone else could speak up, a cloaked figure appeared from between the trees. "Arthur Pendragon, you and your house are a plague on this land!" The figure, a man it would seem, cried out. The man threw out a hand and a ball of flames shot out, aimed directly at Arthur. Arthur dodged the first, but there was a second too close on its heel, and, thanks to the startled horse, the sorcerer had accurately guessed the direction Arthur would move. The second ball of magic flame headed straight for Arthur. Too far. Leon was too far to do anything. They all were. "No!" Merlin cried out and threw out a hand. The flame froze mid-flight, then it reversed, slamming into the chest of the sorcerer who'd thrown it. The sorcerer's screams were cut off by Percival removing his head from his body. For a moment, everything was still. Leon and Merlin locked eyes. Resignation and sadness welled up in Merlin's eyes, and a gnawing pit opened up in Leon's stomach. This was not how they'd wanted Merlin's magic to be revealed. Arthur scrambled to his feet and several steps away from Merlin. "You're a sorcerer," Arthur said, the words strangely hollow. Warning bells rang out in Leon's mind. He had to take charge of this situation before it devolved into something Arthur couldn't take back. If he lashed out at Merlin now, Arthur would regret it when calmed. Leon knew that now. Just as he knew that, had he himself ignored Merlin's pleas to let him into the throne room and Arthur had killed Uther in the aftermath of Morgoth's manipulations, it would have destroyed Arthur. He had a good heart, but sometimes Arthur's anger temporarily overrode it. Leon could not let that have disastrous consequences, not now. "Sire, we do not know if that was the only threat," Leon interrupted, closing the distance to Arthur's side even as his eyes continued scanning the trees. We should not linger here. If there was a sorcerer, there may well be a creature too. We cannot let down our guard. Arthur's face was tense and his eyes did not leave Merlin, but he nodded sharply. I use it for you, Merlin said firmly, to protect you from threats like that. Leon understood what Merlin felt he needed to do, but this was not a wise place to do it. They were not secure here. Not here, Leon retorted sternly. If we are to return to the Citadel, we need to leave now, otherwise we need to find a safe place for the night. Begrudgingly, the others agreed he was right. They remounted their horses and traveled a short distance in silence. We will have this out before we return, Arthur said half an hour later, tone still hollow and so unlike him. They found a place to camp for the night. A heavy silence hovered over them as they each set about their tasks. Leon could see Merlin looked ready to vibrate out of his skin. Gawain's face easily gave away his hurt. Elion looked torn while Percival looked uncertain. Truthfully, Leon could blame none of them. Keeping his peace as Merlin and Arthur yelled at each other was incredibly difficult. Both were too worked up to listen. Keeping Gawain from interfering was even harder. By the time they'd wound down into tense silence, Leon felt emotionally drained. When Arthur moved his bedroll closer to Leon and away from Merlin, guilt bubbled in Leon's gut. If Arthur knew that he'd kept this secret too, Leon shoved those thoughts away. He'd deal with that only when he had to. For now, he'd offer his king what comfort he could. Get some rest, sire, Leon suggested gently. Percival, Elion, and I will handle the watches tonight. Arthur murmured, Don't think rest will come. Leon rested a hand on Arthur's shoulder. Please try anyway. With a huff, Arthur nodded. He rolled so his back was to the others and resolutely closed his eyes. Leon knew rest wouldn't come for him either, so in the end he didn't bother waking Percival or Elion for their watches. Elion quietly but sternly told him off for it the next morning, and Percival just murmured a pained, Even just resting is better than nothing. You told me that, at him. Leon couldn't explain himself to them without admitting that he too had broken the king's trust, and the guilt of hiding it while the king turned to him for comfort was eating him alive. The return to Camelot was tense and silent. The realization hit Arthur with the force of a close-range blow in the melee. Leon had known. Gawain, Elion, and Percival were all surprised when Merlin revealed himself. Though he'd tried his best to hide it, Arthur suspected Gawain was also hurt by it, and that Merlin hadn't told him. But Leon? Arthur had attributed the reaction to Leon's natural level-headedness. It was Leon's duty as First Knight to protect Arthur and remind him that there was a potential threat still out there, and they needed to keep their heads about it, which made sense. The way Leon eyed him and Merlin during their discussion seemed like he was merely waiting to see if they were going to come to blows. Fair enough, Arthur had thought at the time. He'd wondered the same. When it was time to rest, Arthur hadn't hesitated to move close to Leon, the only one of their company he'd ever be able to openly accept comfort from. And Leon had offered it. With a gentle touch and soft words, he'd encouraged Arthur to sleep. Safe in the knowledge his First Knight was watching over him, Arthur had managed to rest. The silence and tension as they broke camp made sense. Leon's glances in his and Merlin's direction on the return ride were such that Arthur had taken them for an assessment. Now, Arthur supposed that was still possible, but not quite in the way he'd thought. He hadn't been trying to assess Merlin, he'd been assessing Arthur. But for what? And had Arthur passed whatever silent assessment his First Knight had been subjecting him to? Anger reared its head, snarling and vicious, and sounding so much like his father that part of Arthur was afraid of what he might do. He knew the things his father would have done. As quickly as it came, the anger was replaced by something else, something even worse, something that made Arthur feel all too vulnerable. It hurt. Leon keeping this from him hurt. Leon had comforted him while hiding this betrayal from him. It took all of Arthur's control not to be sick. For a moment, Arthur considered summoning Leon immediately, but he pushed that thought aside, recoiling at the idea of having this confrontation here, in his chambers. He glanced at the table. How many hours had he and Leon spent there, going over training reports and assessments? How many times had Leon sat there and listened while Arthur ranted about some fool on the council who just wouldn't see sense? No, Arthur couldn't do this here, because here in his rooms he was too used to just being Arthur, with Leon and with Merlin. But they'd both betrayed him, lied to him, kept this secret from him. He couldn't handle this as Arthur. The throne room. He'd summon Leon there. In the throne room, he was King Arthur, and that was who he needed to be if he was going to get through this without shattering. You knew. Arthur's words were cold and harsh. Leon didn't know how his king had figured it out while he was still trying to find the courage to approach his king with the truth. A small part of him was grateful the decision was out of his hands now. I did, Leon replied, doing his best to keep his tone even. He would not lie to Arthur now. Leon wasn't used to being the subject of Arthur's disappointment and hurt. Anger, a few times, yes. The last time Leon could remember hurt was when he'd hesitated and utterly fumbled his explanation when he'd pulled his lance in the training joust and refused the wide-open shot at Arthur. That Arthur's anger had caught him off guard wasn't an excuse, not for him. He'd seen a glimpse of hurt in Arthur's eyes then, hurt that Leon of all people would hesitate against him, would doubt his abilities. He'd failed to explain properly, both out of surprise and because he couldn't speak freely with an audience. It had been easy to ignore the hurt when Arthur focused on anger. There wasn't any anger this time, only hurt, only pain. Leon hated it with every inch of his being. That he was the cause of it made it nearly unbearable. You kept this from me, Arthur said. Someone who didn't know him well would never know the pain, the heartache, the betrayal hiding behind his words. Leon did know, and it felt like a blade to his own heart. I did, Leon admitted softly. Arthur's trust meant the world to Leon, and he knew as he looked at his king that he'd lost it. He'd stood in this throne room more times than he could count. A few times during Uther's reign, he'd desperately wished to be anywhere else. Leon never expected to feel that way under Arthur's, but he knew he had no one but himself to blame. Of all my knights of the Round Table, you're the one I actually thought was loyal to me first, Arthur said. Leon wanted to be sick. He'd wanted to protect Arthur, and it had all gone so, so wrong. For Arthur to doubt him now, after everything, he didn't have words to describe how much it hurt. I am, Leon insisted, desperate for Arthur to know that if nothing else. I did not keep this secret for Merlin's sake, sire, but for yours. Crossing his arms, Arthur snarled, And how, Sir Leon, was this for my sake? How was hiding my manservant's magic from me in my best interest? Hearing his title fall from Arthur's lips had never felt like a dagger to the chest before. It was usually said with such pride, it wasn't meant to force a distance between them. Deflating a little, Leon considered his words carefully. In truth, he'd said nothing for his own sake as much as Arthur's. He could admit that much to himself, if no one else. When I realized he had magic, I knew I had a choice to make, Leon started slowly, carefully. Swallowing hard, he continued, I told myself it was a choice of how to best keep you safe. But in truth, it wasn't that. I was deciding how to keep you safe, because if I know anything, it is that Merlin is loyal to you, fiercely so. What I had to decide was how I wanted to hurt you. Did I tell you of his magic? Tell you that someone else you trust, that you love, has been lying to you and using magic behind your back for years? Did I offer you reason to believe someone else had betrayed you? Leon broke off and took a deep breath. The pain on Arthur's face was going to break him if he didn't get the rest of this out soon. Or did I keep quiet, keep his secret, help him protect you, while encouraging him to tell you himself, I had to either break your heart or break your trust. That is not a choice I'd wish on any man. Arthur's posture crumbled, and his hands trembled as he rested them on the table in front of him. Leon, he breathed, voice as shaky as his hands. Daring to get closer, Leon moved until he was right beside Arthur. He dropped to one knee and bowed his head. I will accept whatever punishment you deem fit, sire, Leon assured. But please, know that my choice was made out of loyalty and love for you. His love for Arthur might not be the romantic sort that Merlin's was, but it didn't mean it was weaker or lesser. The Knight's Code spoke of the love, the loyalty, the fealty owed to the king they were sworn to, but Leon had never quite managed love for Uther. He gave his loyalty. He obeyed, even when he disagreed. But he did not love. Arthur was different, always had been. Leon had loved Arthur and knew, in his heart, that his loyalty was to Arthur first, even when Uther was still alive. He would die for Camelot, and his king, without hesitation. That his devotion was now called into question ached to the core of his very being. Still, he meant it. Whatever punishment the king saw fit, Leon would accept without argument. He'd done enough. He wouldn't compound it with that, too. I should strip you of your position as First Knight, if nothing else, Arthur murmured, tone low and voice pained, for this betrayal of my trust. But I cannot, or it will throw the entire order of knighthood into disarray. Voice dropping to barely more than a whisper, Arthur added, and there is no one else I want in that post. It's always been yours. Every word Arthur spoke was a sword to Leon's heart. The thing was, he was one of the few people who could truly hurt Arthur like this. He knew that, had known it since they were young. As a prince, Arthur hadn't really had friends. He'd been encouraged to spend time with the sons of the high-ranking nobles, but even that came with expectations. When his training started, Leon was already reaching the end of his squire years. He'd already started distinguishing himself, enough that he was entrusted with helping the young prince learn the ropes, as it were, when his training began. They bonded then, and had stayed close until Leon reached a point in his knighthood when he was expected to spend a few years traveling around the kingdom. From the stories he'd heard, Arthur had taken to spending his time with so-called friends who encouraged the worst of him. By the time Leon returned, Arthur was different, and not a good different. Arthur had barely spoken to him when he'd returned for a tournament. Leon learned only at the end that Arthur had been distracted by Knight Valiant and his use of magic. Family matters took Leon away less than a week later, and there hadn't been time to reconnect. He hadn't returned for a year, something he'd regretted bitterly when he'd learned of the questing beast. Leon worried at first, until he watched Arthur with Merlin, who had become Arthur's servant while Leon was away. Slowly, the friendship Arthur and Leon had shared grew again, and when Leon became First Knight, even under Uther, there hadn't been even a single thought of changing that when Arthur became king. It's what they'd always planned. The years since had proved that Arthur was a far better man than Uther ever had been. Leon was so proud of him. It devastated him to be the cause of that hurt, almost haunted look in Arthur's eyes. I'm sorry, Leon said quietly, eyes still downcast. I never intended to cause you pain. That's the last thing I ever want. Arthur closed his eyes and lowered his head. Shakily, Arthur replied, that much I do believe. The cold stone floor was painful against his knee, but Leon ignored the discomfort. He'd stay there however long Arthur wished him to. Look at me, Arthur ordered. Leon didn't get up from his knees, but he looked up at his king. Arthur stared at him for several long moments. He hoped Arthur saw whatever it was he needed. I need time, Arthur admitted thickly, eyes glistening suspiciously. I need to think about all this. Swallowing hard, Leon bowed his head again. If he caused Arthur to cry, he wasn't sure he was ever going to forgive himself. This was a vulnerability Arthur never shared, even with him. Of course, sire, Leon responded softly. Tone still thick and heavy, Arthur murmured, dismissed, Sir Leon. Rising, Leon bowed to Arthur despite his king looking back down at the table and hurried from the throne room to his own chambers. Leon stripped off his chainmail without much thought and collapsed onto his bed. He'd committed treason. There was no denying that. He'd have gladly escorted anyone else guilty of that crime to the dungeons. Why did he deserve anything different? The only difference was Arthur's regard, former regard, for him. He took a small amount of comfort from the fact that he was allowed to return to his own rooms and hadn't promptly been thrown in the dungeons. He chose to take it as a sign that, in time, he could earn Arthur's goodwill again, even if things between them could never be fully repaired. Nothing was said, but rumors swirled around the court by week's end. The king was angry with both his manservant and his first knight, yet no one knew why. Some in Camelot were concerned. The king had suffered many betrayals, had two more of those closest to him chosen treason. Others scoffed at the notion. If they had betrayed the king, surely he'd have imprisoned them at the very least. Each time the rumors reached his ears, Leon found himself wondering if it would hurt less if he had been thrown in the dungeons. At least then he'd know how Arthur was feeling. Was this how it felt to everyone else, being this outside of Arthur's trust? Leon hated it. "I'm sorry," Merlin murmured, hovering awkwardly near the edge of the training field. The rest of the round table had rallied around him and Merlin in the aftermath, offering their support. As a result, Arthur hadn't attended any of the training sessions with them since. Leon led the rest through their drills and spars. Until such a time as Arthur relieved him of his position, he was still first knight of Camelot. He would do his duty. "I knew what I was risking," Leon replied. Running a hand through his hair, Merlin said, "I start back to work for him tomorrow. That's a good sign, right?" Nearly 2 weeks had passed, but part of Leon had expected it to take longer before Arthur thawed. He was a stubborn man at the best of times, and right now he was hurting. Hurting and alone, and for the first time since he met Arthur so long ago, Leon could do nothing to ease it. "I hope so," Leon offered. Merlin fidgeted. "He's still not talking to you?" Merlin asked. Sadly, Leon shook his head. "Only when he absolutely must, and it's brief," Leon admitted. "The worst part is, he's hurting himself as much as me. I can see it in his eyes." Resting a hand on Leon's shoulder, Merlin replied, "I never wanted to hurt either of you." Leon mustered a gentle smile. "I know that, Merlin. You have a good heart. This all just went about as badly as it could have," Leon said with a weary sigh. "All we can do is wait him out." A soft smile graced Merlin's lips. "And keep protecting the ungrateful prat while we're at it," Merlin teased. Nodding, Leon agreed. "And keep protecting him while we wait." The end.